So we had this friend. He graduated from CSU, and then he was going to go to Sun Valley to work on the ski patrol. But he was so tight, he didn't want to spend any money, and he was working at the sugar factory in Brighton, I guess. Can't remember one of the
sugar smithy.
Yeah. So anyway, Ed and I lived in this dingy little basement beside the railroad tracks, and so Ed had a bed that had, it was a single bed, but it had a three-quarter mattress. So there was about that much of the mattress that hung over, and it was against the wall. So Lipko made the deal that if he slept on that part, he wouldn't have to pay rent. So you had to wedge the bed just right, or his part tipped over and dumped him behind the bed. So they'd be in there fighting out, "Get back over," Vickern would yell. "You're not paying rent, you stay on that part." So that was the way they lived for a while. And then he wouldn't pay milk. We bought our milk by the gallon from the dairy. He wouldn't pay because he didn't drink milk. Well, Ed was home having one of his afternoon naps in the dark, and Lipko came home early and got in the refrigerator and had the gallon jug tipped up drinking it. And Ed yells, "Lipko!" Milk goes everywhere. After that, he had to pay them. And so when we'd get ready to go out to dinner, everybody would run and sit in the other guy's car so they'd have to drive. So you just wait to see who'd give up, and then they'd drive. So we had another friend, Dave Macy, who owned half of Longmont now down there. But anyway, at that time, he'd come over to play poker. And so one night he's late, and then we hear this sound coming down the street. This kind of a squealing sound. Screech, screech, screech. So we all go out to look, and he's driven out in front of the train that was coming through Fort Collins at about 5 miles an hour, and Dave didn't see it, just collected his car on the front of the cow catcher and slid him down the pavement about 100 yards and bent his car into kind of a U-shape. So he's driving up the street with his car, and all the wheels are kind of going sideways on the pavement. It was the funniest thing you've ever seen. It cost him $350 for damage to the cow catcher. He said, "Look at my car." We did have a lot of fun.